3 years.
It would be citizen comments, and are there any citizen comments? Any citizen comments? All right, seeing none, then we will move on. I have no reports. Do any committee members? All right, then the minutes are before you, February 16th.
So moved. Second.
Discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
They approve. And then we have a resolution to approve Mr. George Gregory to the library system.
So moved.
Mr. Chairman, I'm here to introduce Mr. Gregory.
Hello.
Gregory will be a new member of the library board, and is here to greet you and answer any questions.
All right, well, good.
Thank you, Mr. Gregory.
Discussion?
Thank you for serving. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Welcome aboard. I move to approve.
Second.
Discussion?
How do you spell library? No, just joking.
Supervisor Rose, I need to get Mr. Gregory's signature on that form that I got to ask.
Come on.
Any other discussion?
No.
All right, seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Very good. Thank you, and this will go to the board at its next meeting, and it's up to you if you want to attend.
I'll talk to you.
All right, very good.
Great, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next item are a series of resolutions from the sheriff, starting with the equipment purchase.
What's he buying now, huh? What's he buying now? Another big truck or something? Or?
Well, that's not this one. That's the next one.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. This resolution is for a transfer of funds, where a balance, $174,070 for much needed equipment out of the federal equitable sharing that was recently opened back up to the sheriff after the audit that we just experienced the last couple of years. It is the forfeiture fund that the drug unit has established over the last 5 years that we need to find some use for in order to get some equipment. It's the best place to go.
What are you buying?
As a whole.
Okay.
You want me to go down the whole list, sir?
It's this list attached, correct?
Correct.
Yeah,
it ranges from things needed for patrol operations, for trauma kits, to dive team equipment for our divers, to riot team gear for the newly formed riot team, as well as tactical equipment for the special units and tactical team.
With the riot in Milwaukee, they asked for help. And the one thing that we found out is that we are sorely lacking any equipment other than some old wooden batons and some old helmets. So we're hopefully it never happens again, but if it does, we'd at least like to have, I think we're getting 20 sets of riot equipment.
That's 100% paid. Yeah, 100%. We don't match anything.
No, we're using money taken from drug dealers to buy it.
I'll add something that I talked about earlier is that we, this money is the forfeiture funds that has been built up over years of seizures during the drug enforcement. It's necessary to spend this money or the federal government takes it back. The other good part about this is that it only represents about a third of that fund, which gives us quite a comfortable reserve for operating of the drug unit, even with the expenditures here. Some of this equipment is up to 2 years needed. We have divers trained that have no equipment to get in the water with. So some of this stuff is sorely needed. Plus, it's moving forward with some of the other things they'd need on the road with trauma kits and et cetera for our patrol officers, as well as gas masks, et cetera.
How long will it take?
Jack.
Finish your thought.
I'm just wondering how long it will take you to get all this stuff.
Oh,
it goes through purchasing, and it all depends how fast purchasing moves along on it. Some of it could arrive in a few months, and some might take longer.
Yeah,
Just for clarification, I'd like to know, you said that if you don't use it, it goes back to the federal government.
Correct.
And then in your next sentence, I believe you said, but we still want to have enough there to handle things we need. Can you explain? I guess what I don't want to see is money we've seized go back to the federal government. Yes. That we've seized.
Correct.
But I want to know how there's a time cutoff and how you know. Do you see what I'm saying?
I don't know. That's the issue. If we, last year, at one point, the federal government, they kind of implied that all the money that was in the federal forfeiture funds wasn't going to be accessible to the departments throughout the country. So at that point, the roughly $300 some thousand, whatever we have in there, we wouldn't even be able to use. So this is why this list, we purchased some things on it, but when they were doing the audit for a year and a half, it was amazing how slowly they moved. We couldn't do anything with it, and we struggled. So this is a shopping list that we said, let's get this stuff before somebody says that we can't use it anymore.
Move to approve.
Well, I got a question.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yes. So what is there about, so we'll have, what, 120,000 left in that? After?
Oh, probably about 220.
220?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, I'm just curious.
If we show usage of this money, that puts them at bay. It's not a savings account for us. The federal government will be, they'll see that we're putting it to use. To answer your questions, they wouldn't probably revisit an issue with that if they see that we're using it.
Right. So basically, their issues, if you're not using it,
then okay. They come asking right. Questions.
Okay.
They
want. Okay.
Right.
Does that mean you can buy equipment that we need, like squads and stuff? Or you
can't buy any. You can't supplant what you normally get. You can only get equipment. Police equipment, like we couldn't buy things for the jail. We couldn't buy, you know, we can only get things that we normally wouldn't get through the budget. And most of this stuff is, we aren't getting through the budget.
Okay. Further discussion?
Okay,
sure.
Move to approve.
Second.
Further discussion? All right, seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Passes. The next is a request to accept a tactical vehicle from the federal surplus.
In the 1033 program, which we've gotten equipment from before, we got our safe boat, we got a wheel loader that we have at KCDC. They have these are what they call an MRAP, or they're basically a military bear cat. And this is a picture of one right here. They're going to law enforcement agencies throughout the country. You basically just have to ask for one, and you get it for free. There are expenses to it. The expenses are about $4,000 to ship it here from Northern California. You have to change all the fluids because they haven't really been run in a long time. I think they've been drained. And we probably get it, they want it painted so it doesn't look like it's a military truck running around. And it's a $680,000 vehicle. The one, we were told it takes 3 to 4 months to get one of these. So we actually applied for it, and they said, in a 2-week period, they said, it's ready for you to go pick up. I said, well, I have to run it through a process first. Supervisor Skolitsky asked some really good questions. And I forwarded all of you guys the email that answered the questions. He wanted to know how many times our current Bearcat goes out. In the last 3 years, it went out 166 times. I wanted to know how much insurance would be. Talked to Barna, ballparked it at $625 a year, $625 a year to insure it. The vehicle that we were assigned to get had 5,423 miles on it. And most of the ones that have arrived in Wisconsin had less than 1,000 miles on it. These range from 2007 to 2012. That's when they made these. These ones have never seen action. They've never been shipped out of the country, at least the ones that have been, they've been shipping out. So they're basically brand new vehicles sitting there waiting to get shipped off to law enforcement. This would be a backup to our Bearcat that we have, and again, is. The Bearcat works fine. We did have an incident a year ago where the Bearcat motor went down, and it only had 4,000 or 5,000 miles on it, and we had to replace the motor, and it was out for a month and a half, 2 months, while Ford was trying to determine what they were going to do with it. So this would be a backup, and we're building a storage facility out at 45 and 50, which you all know this year. So this would be placed in it, and this would be a backup to what we have.
Discussion?
Yes. Was that the shed that we approved?
That was the barn.
I'm sorry. I couldn't resist.
I thought we got over that.
I like to bring that stuff back up. I saw the questions, and I appreciate you forwarding them to us. I mean, obviously, nothing is ever free. You know, you're gonna have to do things for it and maintain it, and the upkeep and maintenance on it once we get it as well. But I certainly think that, you know, if we're going to get a piece of machinery like that given to us, with us having to do the maintenance and stuff on it, I think that this is a good idea. So after reviewing the questions and seeing the answers and just analyzing, you know, whether or not we need to right now, I mean, one may break down, we may need to at some point. I mean, for what it's going to cost us, it's almost silly not to take it. So that's my view on it.
Dan?
Ooh, yeah, what's the chances of two rolling out at the same time? I mean,
when Milwaukee had their incident, they had several at their situation. There are times in different situations, and I can't think of one we've had, but in different counties where we've sent our equipment to where they've had three or four. And so it isn't unusual. I can't think of any situations we've had here, but that doesn't mean it won't exist someday.
And could this be something where a county that doesn't have would ask us if they use our can we do that? You know, if Wallward would need.
We do that now.
That's what I'm talking about. So, I mean, I see a little bit better benefit if we have another one. Do you know what I mean?
Yep, we do that now. If it, you know, in the fire department, they call it like a Mavis call, and for us, it's just mutual aid. If Racine has an incident, we go up and help them. They come help us, and Wallward for the same. But when you have 1033 equipment, part of the deal is if someone needs help, that's our bomb unit. There's six in the state, and those six, if they get asked to go do something, our bomb unit has to go because we get federal grant money. So with the federal surplus, that's part of what they anticipate that you'll do is help other agencies.
Where were they sitting all this time that they're not being, what did they use them for? Homeland Security, I mean.
Well, these were made, like I said, up until 2012, okay. And they made, I don't know how many. Some of them are still deployed in other countries around the world.
Okay.
These are ones that were at the end of the building process, and they've actually replaced these with another model. So these are just, they're, like I said, there's a few hundred. We went to a satellite photo of where they're stationed, and it shows lines of them. So we're just asking to get one of them.
Yeah, I have a question here,
yes,
for Ryan. So do you see this program, I mean, if we don't jump on this now, in a couple of years, this program's not going to be available? Is that, I mean, I'm just curious.
As soon as the equipment is gone.
Are we striking now? Because once it's gone. Okay.
And I'm going to guess that they're giving the newest ones or the vehicles in best condition away first. Because like in the last 6 months, I think five or six of these have been delivered in Wisconsin. And I think all of them had less than 1,000 miles on them. So at some point, they're going to get to ones that you have to do more repairs to.
Where is this one sitting now? I mean, do you know where
California.
It's at?
Northern California.
Okay, so they got to drive it here or ship it? Or
it'll get shipped. Yeah. It'll get, a low boy trailer will come and pick it up and bring it here.
Yes.
Move to approve.
There a second?
Second.
Further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Passes. And then we have a resolution to accept a donation from the Tavern League.
The Kenosha County Tavern League heard about our dog that was put down last Thanksgiving time, and I approached them. They asked me to come there to a meeting, and what they did is they offered to donate, and they did, at an ice fishing, supposed ice fishing derby about 3 weeks ago, but there was no ice on the lake, so it ended up being an inside ice fishing derby. And they donated $10,000 to our Kenan program. The City Tavern League also donated $10,000 to the Kenosha Police Department's Kenan unit for them to purchase a dog, too.
Discussion?
Indoor ice fishing?
There's no ice on the lake, so they set the crappy fishing part.
Second. You don't have to have ice to drink beer, you know.
It's just elbow movements, or what are we talking about? All right, further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? It passes. Department of Justice grants.
As Mike is sitting here getting ready to sit down and discuss this, I'd like to touch something real quickly with you. One thing that always, I'm not going to go into too much discussion on this, but we always have overtime issues in our jail. And we figured out a way to streamline our training program. One other thing that we've come up with, and I may have to come in front of you guys in the future, because we have to figure out a way to cover some of these expenses, and I have to go through Dave Gertson in the finance part. But we still, even though we raise salaries, we're still losing people to law enforcement because it's still considered a stepping stone. We've got 5 officers currently in the top 10 of the Kenosha's list to take from our jail facility and become police officers for the City of Kenosha. One thing that we're brainstorming is part-time correctional officers. And did I bring this up to you guys?
Yeah. I think we'd better be cautious about going off agenda items.
That's fine with me. And I did bring it up. Okay, so I'm good.
Yep.
Okay.
I think, you know, we'd be happy to put it on the agenda, but I don't think it's a good practice to do that.
You're probably right. Very good.
Okay, go ahead.
Chairman Rose, members of the board. Introduce myself. I'm Sergeant Mike Weicker. I'm in charge of the drug unit here in Kenosha. And what I'm proposing here today, or what is being proposed, is a 2017 resolution. It's a request to accept $15,000 grant for 2 years, or for 2 year. The Wisconsin Department of Justice intentions is to reimburse the Sheriff's Department for overtime hours worked by drug unit detectives on investigations focusing on trafficking of opiates and heroin. Currently, Racine County is a fiscal grant agent of this program, and a total $75,000, which we will get about $15,000 of it to cover our overtime expenses for our detectives.
Move to approve.
Second. Is there a second?
Second.
All right. Discussion. All right. Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed. Passes. And then the heroin.
The heroin one. That was the.
That was the one.
Now the next one is for methamphetamine.
Okay, it was organized differently in our agenda.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I didn't see your agenda. I may have gone on.
We're flexible, right, sir?
My apologies. I wasn't sure which one was.
Wow.
But
all right, go ahead.
This one is also 2017 resolutions. Request to accept roughly around $3,000 of a COPS anti-methamphetamine grant. For year one, the Wisconsin Department of Justice, which is intended to reimburse Kenosha County Sheriff's Department for overtime hours worked for our detectives on investigations when it comes to methamphetamine. Walworth County is the fiscal grant program agent of this, and it's a $20,000 grant that was awarded to be used amongst 5 counties, Kenosha being one of them, and right now, With the fact that we don't seek much methamphetamine, we're only seeking about $3,000 of it to cover expenses.
All right, discussion here?
Move to approve.
Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor of discussion?
Yeah, I got a question.
Yes.
Is this, I mean, you said Walworth was the main grantor of this? A hub that, and then these funds as needed. I just got a question about that. That's
sure. What is called is there's 5 counties that are joined together, and we call it CDOG.
A consortium, yeah.
Yeah, it's like a consortium, and it's just much easier for one agency to just manage the grant and then farm out the expenses to it.
And how does that get picked? Who which agency does it? Does it rotate or?
No, it basically sticks with just the one agency. Okay. You know, Racine County's been doing the heroin one for the past, I don't know, 5-6 years.
Okay.
Even this is new to Walworth County because they actually seek the grant because they're seeing more methamphetamine than we are here in Kenosha County. Okay. So it was easier to get it accepted with five agencies versus just themselves.
Right. Okay. Thank you.
Just without getting into any specifics, is it active? I mean, how active is your, you know, obviously you're a drug enforcement.
Oh, we're extremely busy. Yeah, we are averaging 10 to 12 hours each day. My detectives are working very frivolously to get these drugs off the street. You know, as a matter of fact, today, I'm very proud of it, but our agents were able to take 2 ounces of cocaine off the street, valued at about $2,500. And that's just going to lead into bigger and better things. DEA also helped us with that particular
I see they got somebody out there on 65th or something where they got the store was selling stuff.
Liberty.
Yeah, Liberty Foods. That was a recent one. We recently were investigating that since late December, where we were basically just walking in with our confidential informants, and one of our confidential informants actually described it as like a pharmacy. You walked in, asked for marijuana, they tell you to go see the guy in aisle 6. Heroin, go see the guy in aisle 4.
They were just flagrant. I mean, it was like...
It's like holding back the ocean with a broom.
No, but I mean, just to be that, not even... Well, yeah.
Right. We're hoping we're sending a message because we do have investigations in other mini marts here in the city doing the same thing.
You think government's going to...
So, go ahead. What happens if we, like, don't use up all the money for this grant? Can we use it for other things, or does it...
That's a good question. No, we can't use it for anything else. It's specifically for the methamphetamine. We asked for roughly around $3,000, and we've come close to already using that. Walworth County, they're seeing a much more increase, and they've used roughly around $8,000. So this particular $20,000, once it's used up, then it's done. So.
Very good question. That kid's pretty bright.
Rub off on me.
And he supports my votes, too.
Why he's even brighter.
See, he lives in your district.
Good point, Derek.
No, not to prolong this anymore, but I do have some numbers from our last meeting, Judicial and Law, that I presented here. And this is just for the month of February. As of February 8th, the city has had roughly around 11 overdoses, and two of them were deaths, and that was due to heroin overdoses. So it is quite prevalent, or it's an epidemic here in Kenosha, and we're working as hard as we can, but the numbers are just going up, and we're just trying to fight it.
The thing that's happening in West Virginia, they were talking about that prescription drug, people get prescriptions and overdoses. I don't know if you probably read about it. Is that anything like that around here?
Well, that's usually how it starts. You know, somebody who is prescribed like a pain medication, yeah, they get addicted to that pain medication, and then they can't get that anymore due to the regulations with, you know, getting prescriptions.
When they can't get it, and then they run out. They both try to buy it on the street. It's expensive. So heroin's the cheaper alternative.
That is correct.
That's how this is. This is the big issue nationwide with prescription medication. And it linked in with heroin.
All right. Any other discussion on these issues? All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, it was certainly. We have the two.
I don't think we voted, did we?
No. Apparently, we don't have the two resolutions. Is that right?
No, I'm saying we need a vote on this one.
We need a vote on
this. Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, okay. Yeah. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right, very good. Thank you. And the next item is the audit of bills. I think, are they somewhere along here?
Yeah, they're
passed right through, yeah.
And do we have any reports from personnel, Bob?
No, Mr. Chairman, thank you.
All right. And finance?
I can speak to the general fund report. Status of that is we're well into the process of the year-end closing accounting entries. There are no
Do we have one?
We don't have a report per se because there are no material changes from last month. We're still tracking at a 500,000 or so, in the neighborhood of 500,000, which should be the general fund, which will put us between 28% of our debt. Full details will be coming in next month's meeting. Close out in the carryover resolution.
Any discussion on that?
No.
All right. Any other reports here that you want to note? April?
All good.
Did the committee have any questions or comments on any of those items? Well, that concludes the agenda.
We'll do it, Jerry.
Second. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
It's got to be a record.
Not bad, April, huh?
Yeah.
Anybody? No.